MDMA is the active ingredient in the drug that most people know as ecstasy. It tends to make people have a sense of euphoria, making people feel very happy, often known as the love drug, used extensively, as we know, in the rave scene. Also helps people feel a connection with dance music generally, because of the amphetamine effect, which obviously raises the heart rate as well. And it comes with inherent problems. By and large, those are associated with the inability to be able to regulate core temperature. And also what it tends to do is make people feel very thirsty, so they tend to drink an awful lot. And because they're feeling very warm, because they're unable to control their core body temperature, they tend to overhydrate. And this can obviously lead to internal problems as well.
We've been talking about how the drug itself could lead to someone dying if their body gets confused and it just goes out of control. But there are some other hidden risks, aren't there? When you take drugs, you don't necessarily know what you're taking. You think you know what you've bought, but what else is in there?
Yeah, the inherent danger and the very nature of taking illegal drugs is that they're not, of course, regulated or controlled in any way. Every street drug is cut with some other type of substances, and we have no idea what those substances are going to be. We don't walk around with a little pocket lab. So whatever chemical that you think you're buying, absolutely, definitely, you'll be buying a load of other chemicals, many of which will not be good for your body, most definitely potentially be dangerous as well.
So around this festive season, are people behaving differently? Do people that take drugs take them more often? Do people that don't take drugs think about trying to take drugs around this time? And if that's the case, what is it that triggers that kind of a response?
I think in terms of people who usually take drugs, whether that would be people who take drugs recreationally on a regular basis, or whether that be people with drug or alcohol misuse problems, their drug-taking habits, by and large, tend to stay pretty much the same. It's probably fair to say that recreational users will use a bit more in the lead-up to the holiday period, certainly in the lead-up to Christmas and around New Year. The number of people misusing or using drugs even recreationally will increase. That's generally because they are enhanced by alcohol and or because they feel that they're going to treat themselves a little bit. Those people, by and large, don't present many problems. It is indeed those people who have not used to taking drugs that probably have the worst experiences.